For the past 7 years, Rhonda Vincent has won Female Vocalist of the Year honors at the IBMA Award Show. But not this year. Instead, the award went to...
Dale Ann Bradley.
That's so cool!
Prepared, but I've got a lot in my heart to tell you. I guess I appreciate this more than I can ever tell you. And I thank everybody I've had the opportunity to work for throughout my career, and especially the band I have now.
Dale Ann Bradley wasn't the only first-time winner. Bradley Walker, who has muscular dystrophy and sings seated in a wheelchair, received a standing ovation when Kathy Mattea announced that he had beaten Larry Sparks, Ronnie Bowman, Tim O'Brien, and Russell Moore to take the Male Vocalist of the Year award.
And the award goes to...
Bradley Walker.
This is unbelievable, y'all. This is unbelievable. I do not know what to say. I've been singing all my life, as a lot of y'all know, and for this to happen tonight, it's just unbelievable. My parents have always supported me, running me up and down the road. Y'all know how it is to get to these shows, and it takes a lot of work. And for me, it takes a lot of extra work, and there's a lot of folks that that do a lot of that. My mama, my dad, and my grandparents, my Aunt Carolyn, my whole family that's here tonight, and everybody that's just always supported me. Thank y'all so much.
But the upset of some perennial IBMA prize winners wasn't the only story of the night. For the first time, there was a tie in the Album of the Year category, something that seemed to surprise even Chris Jones, who himself won the 2007 IBMA Broadcaster of the Year and Songwriter of the Year awards.
And the award goes to Lefty's Old Guitar, J.D. Crow of the New South. Produced by J.D. Crow of the New South for Rounder Records. But wait, we have a tie. It's a tie with Fork in the Road by the infamous String Dusters, produced by Tim Stafford and the infamous String Dusters for Sugar Hill Records.
The infamous String Dusters, a young band that has only released one record, scored three big wins. In addition to Album of the Year, they shared Song of the Year with writers Chris Jones and John Pinnell, and were also awarded the prestigious Emerging Artist of the Year trophy. Not bad for a band that wasn't even performing together 2 years ago. But they weren't the only three-time winner at the 18th Annual IBMA Awards. Banjo master Tony Trischka received Banjo Player of the Year, and his most recent album, Double Banjo Bluegrass Spectacular, featuring Earl Scruggs, Bela Fleck, and Steve Martin among the guest pickers, won both Instrumental Album of the Year and Recorded Event of the Year. Tony also performed during the IBMA Awards, accompanied by fellow banjo pickers Allison Brown, Kenny Ingram, and Scott Vestal. I'm Catherine Cole.